A freshman legislator in the Utah House of Representatives is trying to undo the Count My Vote compromise the legislature passed 2 years ago. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports that the effort is likely to face stiff opposition.
Currently, the state of Utah is involved with its second federal lawsuit with the Utah Republican Party over the changes made to election law when the legislature passed Senate Bill 54 2 years ago. In the latest lawsuit, the Utah GOP is challenging whether or not they're allowed to recognize the caucus convention route as the only valid way to become the party nominee. The Lieutenant Governor's Office maintains that a candidate is free to choose how to get on a party primary ballot, which includes bypassing the convention and gathering signatures instead. But while that battle continues in the courts, Republican Representative Justin Fossen is attempting to solve the argument through legislation.
You know, there's a lot of uncertainty around what will happen in the courts. If legislatively we can go back and fix this, and that's my perception is I'm trying to fix this issue, then we can forego all the court battles and expensive fights that the parties are going through.
But Fossen's substitute bill will likely face stiff opposition from those who supported the SB 54 compromise 2 years ago. House Speaker Greg Hughes says while Fossen is free to challenge the legislation, he thinks letting the courts resolve the issue might be the better way to go.
And I've just told the sponsor, the substitute, that we have so many bills and we have so much challenge in terms of finite time. Do your work and make sure you think you have votes to make a credible case to the body. I'll be voting against repealing. I voted for the compromise and I'm a man of my word. I'm going to stay with my word.
Members of the House started to discuss Fossen's substitute bill last week, but ultimately decided to pause the debate until more legislators could become familiar with it. Fossen says he expects the bill would be picked up again sometime this week. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.